You mean, last week, Washington prevented you from throwing deep with their coverage. How intent were you guys today on imposing your will and making sure you could get the deep passing game going, and how do you think it worked?
Yeah, I think we know we had a great game plan from the coaches, and I think they put us in position to take those shots down the field. And you know, it all starts up front with the offensive line. You know, they did a great job protecting, and receivers made some great plays down the field. So I think it all clicked. But you know, we're not where we want to be as an offense yet. We're still growing and developing each and every day.
Go over to the left, Stefan.
I don't know if you were listening when Coach Day was talking there, but you know, he was talking about the upsets in college football, the kind of consistency and the buy-in from the team, and having the same approach every game. Why do you think, you know, this roster, this group of guys has bought into that the way that they have?
I think, you know, you see the upsets around college football, and you know, our practices every day are intense. You know, we're playing against the best defense in the country, and I think the competition out there is just so intense that, you know, it brings out the competitive spirit in everyone. You know, the juice and everything. And the coaches harp on us. You know, that like Coach Day said, once you think you got it, you're about to get it. So I think, you know, you really, you don't want to say, you know, I've got it. You know, you want to keep developing and getting better.
Over here to the right, Stephen Means.
Julian, kind of to that point, your first month as a starter here comes to an end. It feels like they kind of brought you along gradually, week in and week out. What's the most important lesson you learned during your first month as a starting quarterback here?
Yeah, I think there's so many lessons learned throughout, just, you know, how to play the position, and you know, how to take care of the football in certain situations. And you know, I think I'm still developing in a lot of areas, but I think, you know, I think the growth from the past month has been good, but you know, we're still getting better.
Over to the left to Cameron Teague Robinson.
Julian, we've heard from other quarterbacks in the past, Will, CJ, just how hard Ryan is on quarterbacks and the excellence he demands. I'm curious what that's like for you to go through on a day-to-day basis, and how that makes you better and consistent on a weekly basis.
Yeah, he coaches the position really well. In practice, he's very tough on us, and he wants to bring the best out of us. So, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's definitely very intense for the quarterback, and it makes your job a little bit easier on Saturdays because, you know, you have that pressure in Tuesday and Wednesday. You're playing the game throughout the week. You know, you're visualizing the game. You're visualizing, you know, playing against the best defense in the country. And I mean, you are. You've got Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, and Coach Patricia over there. So I think I think the competition and practice and the intensity that Coach Day brings is what helps the quarterback.
We'll go over here to the right to Dylan Davis and then to Tim May.
Julian, your deep ball looks fantastic this year. Obviously, you've hit on a lot of good ones. Obviously, there's a ton of work that goes into that throughout the week, but is that something that's almost like it's a natural talent to be able to throw the ball like that and drop it like you do, or is that just purely a product of working on it? And have you always had that ability, I guess, even going back to high school?
Yeah, I think, you know, we focus a lot on it as a quarterback room and as an offense. You know, Coach Day, we've talked about it a lot, you know, throughout the summer and throughout the spring. You know, we practice those a lot, and, you know, we kind of have a marker where we want to leave it. And, you know, the receivers do a great job of kind of holding their line and then making the play. The offensive line does a great job blocking. So I think it's, you know, all a collection of just the work we put in, you know, in the offseason and the summer.
Go to Tim May, and then we'll wrap it up with Patrick Murphy.
Yeah, following up on that, Junior, you seem to have a pop on your fastball tonight, too. I mean, the way you were very assured throwing some of those passes and stuff. Is this as comfortable as you felt yet being the starter in terms of just where the ball is going and who's catching it?
Yeah, I think each every week, you know, just getting more comfortable as an offense, as a group, and then, you know, just individually. And, you know, just seeing things and processing it and, you know, seeing my guys kind of make that break and anticipating the window.
Did you decide it would be Carnell Tate Day today?
The plays got designed up, and yeah, he was making some great plays, and the offensive line did a great job. You know, Jeremiah had some great catches and had that touchdown catch, two touchdowns. So I think it was a collection of a lot of good things from the offense, but you know, we still have a lot of work to do.
And we'll wrap it up with Patrick Murphy.
Julian, you've talked a few times about what it takes to get those big plays. It's not just your throw; it's not just receiver, the line, and everything. What's it like when that all comes together in the moment as you're throwing the ball? Just what is that feeling of, hey, this thing we worked on worked?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, the first one down to Carnell, we were kind of backed up. We threw the go ball, and I think it landed kind of like on the 30-yard line or something. We had a pressure from the backside, and the running back made a nice adjustment because we were in a play fake, and you know, he ended up picking up the backside safety on the pressure. And I think it was just awesome to see, you know, that kind of happening, and then, you know, Carnell making a great catch, the off the line blocking well. And I think it was just awesome to kind of see it all come together in that moment.
All right, Julian, thank you.
Thank you.